Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we have been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. And those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are digging a bit deeper. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 25. It reads, "See to it that you do not refuse him who speaks. If they did not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth, how much less will we if we turn away from him who warns us from heaven?" The writer is making a comparison and drawing a contrast between the voice of God that spoke at the mountain at Sinai and the voice of God that speaks through Jesus and speaks to us today a better word than that of the past, a new covenant, a new relationship with God, so much closer, so much more satisfying, so much more a fulfillment of what God had always wanted in his relationship with humankind. And the writer is writing about this to the Hebrews of his day because he wants them not to miss out on the great privilege it is to know that we have heard God's voice. In the Old Covenant, the people of God were expected to listen to God's voice. For example, Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 1 and 2. Moses summoned all Israel and said, "Hear, O Israel, the decrees and laws I declare in your hearing today. Learn them and be sure to follow them. The Lord our God made a covenant with us at Horeb." Moses wants the people of Israel to hear what God is saying. He's declaring those laws. They have heard them. They need to learn them and to be sure to follow them. And we see here that to refuse God's word is effectively to reject God himself. And no one who wants to be a person of faith and have a relationship with God wants to be in that position. Well, now under the new covenant, we must have a similar attitude to God's word. We're reminded perhaps of Hebrews chapter 2 earlier in the letter, verses 1 to 4. We must pay more careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard so that we do not drift away. For if the message spoken by angels was binding and every violation and disobedience received its just punishment, how shall we escape if we ignore such a great salvation? For this salvation, which was first announced by the Lord, was confirmed to us by those who heard him. And God also testified to it by signs, wonders, and various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to his will. Again, in that passage, we've heard the message. It's been spoken to us. It's been announced by the Lord, and we have heard this message and heard him. Therefore, we must pay careful attention to what we have heard. The writer uses what's called an a fortiori argument, from the lesser to the greater. That lesser covenant was serious. This better covenant is all the more serious if we ignore it. We must not do so. We have been warned, not just from earth, but from heaven. The greater privilege which we have compared to the Israelites, the greater the responsibility to remain obedient to and grateful for the teaching of God's word and that we can obey it. The writer, it seems to me, is clearly hoping for an immediate and decisive response to what he's urging here. He's not writing a theoretical argument, but he's writing from a pastoral perspective of it's important that you take this seriously and respond. He's not writing to inform them about some distant vision, but he is speaking of the distant vision to inspire repentance now. And that's a good warning for us as we hear a podcast, as we hear a sermon, as we hear any lesson, as we read our own Bible, that we're intended to have an immediate response of obedience, which then refreshes our faith and brings us closer and closer to God and keeps us close to him as we go through our lives. Well, next time, we'll go on to verse 26. Until then, if you'd like to know more about our church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org, and my Twitter feed is mccx. If you'd like to find us in iTunes, in that search bar there, type in MCCX, look under podcasts, and you should find us. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.